This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Lynn Neary. The UN Security Council gets a preliminary report this Thursday on the weapons inspection effort in Iraq. The chief nuclear inspector, Mohammed El-Baradei, told reporters this week that his team has so far found no evidence Iraq is developing nuclear weapons. U.S. officials continue to argue that Saddam Hussein must do more to disarm his regime if he is to avoid military action. But as NPR's Tom Gelton reports, the lack of a smoking gun could slow war preparations.
It's little wonder Saddam Hussein and other Iraqi leaders say the United States is determined to launch a war in Iraq no matter what. Troops and equipment are flowing steadily to the region. The latest sign, the U.S. military is staffing a battle command post in Qatar. The post was set up for an exercise last month. A defense official says officers who took part in that exercise are now returning to staff it for a possible war. And yet many governments still hope war will be avoided. Even Britain, the chief U.S. ally, is dampening war expectations. Foreign Secretary Jack Straw yesterday told the BBC it's reasonably accurate to say the probability has shifted from 60-40 that war will happen to 60-40 that it will not.
There's been so much talk in the newspapers about war, suggestion that the chances of war are, as it were, 100%, that it's important to try and correct that impression.
And at the Pentagon today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld almost sounded defensive when asked whether the troop and equipment movements mean war is now inevitable.
You are deploying forces and alerting some people and stating the truth that the use of force is a possibility, to be sure. That's what the president has said. He hopes he doesn't have to. But I don't know why anyone would use the word inevitable. It clearly is not inevitable.
In fact, despite the new force deployments, the movement toward war may actually be slowing. One reason, foot dragging by countries whose support will be important. A prime example is Turkey, newly ruled by a party that rose from the country's Islamist movement. Senior Pentagon officials say the Iraq war plan calls for a northern front, with U.S. and allied troops moving down into Iraq from bases in Turkey. But Turkish Prime Minister Abdullah Gül, interviewed this week on CNN, said his government has not yet approved basing U.S. troops on Turkish soil.
Well, of course, the parliament will decide for that. We are a democratic country, of course. According to our constitution, there are certain things that only parliament decides for that. But I think before that, we have to exhaust all the diplomatic ways, because the percussion of the war will be very dangerous and very wide in the region.
Under a tentative timeline drawn up in November, U.S. military planners by now were supposed to have surveyed possible sites for U.S. bases in Turkey, but the surveys have yet to begin. It's not working out as we hoped it would, says one defense official. Without bases in Turkey, the official says, U.S. troops might have to be flown directly into northern Iraq in order to establish a front there. It would be riskier and more difficult, the official says. Turkey is one of the governments arguing that a military operation against Iraq should be authorized by the UN Security Council. If the UN weapons inspectors report they have no clear evidence Saddam Hussein is developing weapons of mass destruction, that UN approval might be hard to get. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Air Force General Richard Myers, said today a war against Iraq without UN support would be more challenging.
From a military perspective, the more support you have, of course, in most situations, the better off you are if you're going to conduct a military operation. On the other hand, we are prepared, as the president has said, to act as we need to act.
Senior defense officials remain convinced that when the time comes, key countries will cooperate with any U.S. military effort, but it's taking a while to line up that support, more than the Bush administration had hoped it would take. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.